Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Thursday, October 1st, 2020. Stand up for your country. Now, we have an important broadcast for you. I'm going to tell you some things that you may not know about our political situation in this country and why November 3rd is the most important election of my lifetime. I'm going to do it in a very methodical way. We now have hundreds of thousands of new viewers because of our debate coverage. I mean, it's just been an amazing surge of people watching the No Spin News, going to BillO'Reilly.com, watching the First TV, all of our venues on radio. It's an incredible thing. And it happened when the Lewinsky-Clinton case in the 1990s broke. That was the turning point when I was on Fox News. That surged it. Well, now we're in a surge because of this election. So let's begin with the most important aspect of the vote November 3rd. It's not about the economy or COVID. It's not about foreign policy or global warming. It's not about any of that. The most important thing is there is a movement in this country to change our traditional system. You know about it, you've heard about it, but don't know if you see the danger as starkly as I see it. So the key moment in the debate was when Joe Biden refused to answer, all right, the question about whether he would support packing the Supreme Court. I'm going to play that for you. I know you've heard it, but I think it's worth playing again. But first, I want to set this up. So in 1789, the United States government was forming under President Washington. And the judiciary, all right, set the number of Supreme Court justices at six, all right, six, because the Constitution basically said there has to be oversight to government in case the federal government does something heinous. You've got to be judges that say you can't do that. You can't violate the Constitution. So six judges were appointed. In 1837, that number was bumped up to nine because the population of the country was growing. And they wanted to have more judges represent. So it went from six to nine. All right. In 1863, in the middle of the Civil War, it went to 10 justices because there were so many problems with the Union. They wanted another voice. All right. Then in 1869, after the war was over, they went back down to nine, where it has stood ever since. Nine justices. In 1937, Franklin Delano Roosevelt wanted to pack the court because he was frustrated that some of his Depression-era laws, the stuff he wanted, getting voted down. So he didn't like the nine Supreme Justices. He wanted 15. That was voted down in the Senate 70 to 20, and FDR was a popular president, 70 to 20. So FDR wanted 15. Now, today, we have the same thing because the court and Amy Coney Barrett will be a traditional judge on the court. So that'll be 6-3, traditional versus liberal. All right. And the left goes, can't have that. We can't have that. So we got to pack it so that if the Senate and the House go Democrat and Biden's elected, they'll pass a law that says, well, we want 15 or we want 20 Supreme Court justices, which will wipe out the system we have now. All right, so that's the danger. That's the danger. There is a poll, a left-wing poll, Washington Post, ABC News, Democrat 31, Republican 27, Independent 37, but they don't say who the independents are. Would you support or oppose increasing the number of U.S. Supreme Court justices? Support 32%, oppose 54%. A lot of people answering this poll, they don't know what that is. They don't know what the issue is. They don't know what the Supreme Court is. And I don't say that with any arrogance. It's true. So 22% more Americans, I want to keep the system the way it is.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast.
where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Cuomo, the governor of New York, who's part of the problem, he signed the no bail stuff. He knows better, but he doesn't care because he wants power. And he knows his power base is far left. But here's what Cuomo said about the collapse of safety in New York City. Go.
New Yorkers are very concerned about crime. Why? They should be. That's a fact. It's not illogical. They should be. Shootings with victims are up over 100%. That's why New Yorkers are concerned about crime. The percent of shooting victims, 86% black and brown. 86% black and brown.
And what are you doing to protect them? Nothing. You made it worse. New York City used to be a very safe city until you and de Blasio got into power. So don't tell me how bad it is. It's your fault. Here's another Cuomo quote. Ready? New York City. Garbage piling up, literally people saying that it's an odoriferous environment because of garbage piling up. I don't know what's going on in New York City. Of course he knows what's going on. If they can't do it, I've offered to send in the National Guard to pick up the garbage. De Blasio won't pick up the garbage. So it piles up and rats are everywhere. This is the collapse of order. There's no social order. And hundreds of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands, are going, I'm not living here anymore. All right, so we got all the Stand Up For Your Country merch. Order Killing Crazy Horse from us. You get 5 free Stand Up For Your Country stickers. And lifetime membership gets you all 9 killing books free. Sign up for lifetime. Good deal. Upgrade to concierge, get a free book. Final thought in a moment. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Okay, so Killing Crazy Horse moves up on the New York Times list. Not that I care about the list, but it's obviously the book is gathering momentum in a very difficult time. In the pandemic, there are bookstores, nobody's in them. Most of them are closing, all right? Amazon is a good outfit. BillO'Reilly.com is a good outfit. We'll get the book to you like that. Barnes & Noble, they're starting to get up to speed, you know, but most people are buying online. And that has really changed the book industry. Used to be people would go in and browse. And then the media. Late night, as I just said, nobody watches late night. I was on Leno and Letterman and Kimmel and, you know, all the time for the books, and it moved books. All right. Now, nothing. Late and in the morning, they'll give you 3 minutes. And come on, because they have to report on the Kardashians. They don't have time for authors. So it's hard to sell any books, particularly in this chaotic COVID political craziness time. But I'm telling you, Killing Crazy Horse will keep you up night. Makes a great Christmas gift. I will sign it, but you got to get them in because I've got to sign thousands of books. All right? Think ahead. Think ahead. If you become a lifetime premium member, you get 9 free books. That's 9 Christmas gifts. Right? Right here. Looking out for you. See you soon.